Govinda Lilamrita, Chapter 6, Purvahan Lila, 8:24 a.m. to 10:48 a.m., Part 6. Krishna and Madhumangal meet with Chandravali's main sakhi, Shaibya, and then they trick her. After departing from Dhanishtan Tulsi Manjari, Krishna met with Shaibya, the chief sakhi of Chandravali's group. She arrived before Shyam and draped Chandravali's Gunjamala around Krishna's neck. Shaibya was very eager to escort Krishna to Chandravali's Kunj. But then she felt pain in her heart upon seeing Radha's sakhi Tulsi standing beside Brinda. Shaibya surmises that Radha must be nearby, since everyone knows that her beloved pran sakhi Tulsi Manjari is now standing here. Although disturbed, Shaibya pretends to be happy and says, "Oh, hi, Tulsi. Today my sakhi Chandravali has sent me to invite Radha to her Durga Puja Utsav. But I could not find Radha, either at her home in Yavat or in the forest of Vrindavan. So it is my good fortune to meet you. Can you please tell me Radha's whereabouts so I can invite her to the celebration of Durga Puja by my Chandravali?" Perceiving Shaibya's trickery, Tulsi decides to outwit her. Thus employing the logic of cheating a cheater, Tulsi Manjari cleverly replies, "Oh, Shaibya, today Radha has been invited to Shamala Sakhi's Ambika festival. But when we got there, Shamala engaged us in arranging the function. For this reason, Lalita sent me here to bring Brinda. Now we are going to Shamala's house after collecting some flowers, fruits, and making some garlands." Thus duping Shaibya, Tulsi remains indifferent to Krishna, pretends to, and then leaves with Brinda and Dhanishta. To support Tulsi's statements, Krishna feigns indifference towards Tulsi Manjari, and then he also encourages Shaibya by hinting to her to wait a moment until Tulsi leaves. Then Krishna said, "O Shaibya, tell me all about your Priya Sakhi. Where is my dearest Chandravali and what is she doing now?" Shaibya becomes excited and replies, "O Krishna, Chandravali's mother-in-law locked her inside the house today, but luckily, under the pretext of Durga Puja, we could bring her here. Your Chandravali is anxiously waiting for you at her place, Sakhi Stali, along with Padma and her other supporters. They sent me ahead to find you and bring you there." Krishna's mind is swirling. Although internally disappointed by not meeting Radha, he pretends to be happy in a quick-witted attempt to increase Shaibya's joy and protect his loving relationship with Chandravali. Thus Shyam says, "O Sakhi Shaibya, I am actually very eager to see Chandravali, and you can fulfill my desire by bringing her to Gauri Tirtha where our elders cannot interfere. Krishna repeatedly tells Shaivya, "Oh, Sakhi, my cows are now grazing in the forest named Pramodaradha. So it might take some time to get free from my duties. Please keep Chandravali waiting at Gauri Tirtha." Of course, this is a pun that Krishna has hidden in this word, Pramodaradha, van. He's saying, "Oh, I'm a little busy now for the next few hours because my cows are grazing in the forest." Because the word in Sanskrit, this is English, of course, with its limitations, but the word for cows in Sanskrit is go, but go also means senses. So Krishna is saying externally to Shaivya that my cows are grazing in the forest, but internally it means my senses, my sense of touch, my eyes, my mouth, my nose, my ears, my full body will be grazing in the body or the forest of Radharani. And Pramod means great happiness and satisfaction, and Radha means Radha. So he said externally, my cows are now grazing in Pramodaradha van. But he actually meant that very soon, or I'll be spending the next several hours at Radhakund, relishing with my senses all the beautiful charms of Radharani, which will give me great pramod or great happiness. That's the real forest that he's alluding to. But somehow Shaivya missed the point. Next, Madhumangal conjures up another excuse for Krishna's being late to meet Chandravali later at her kunja, Gauri Tirtha. And Madhu says, Oh, Priyasaka Sham, have you forgotten? Aren't you going to follow Brajaraj Nanda's advice? Then Krishna says, oh yeah, that's right. Oh, you're right, Madhu. I almost forgot. Vasudev sent a message to my father Nanda Baba saying that today Krishna's soldiers might come to Vrindavan to steal our cows. And we just heard this warning from Dhanishta Sakhi. So we have to keep all the coward boys alert. Therefore, O Shaibya, do not be upset if I'm a little late today in meeting with your Chandravali at Gauri Tirtha. But when I'm free, I will surely come as soon as possible. Thus, Krishna deceives Shaibya and pretends to return to the Sakas. And Shaibya, Sakhi, enthusiastically runs to Chandravali to tell her the good news.